here in 20 minutes with the Ranch Report. First, Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Grapevine Chrysler Jeep Dodge and JR's Steakhouse.
Okay, this is one reason why I can't wait to leave the compound.
Can you turn mic 5 on?
It's on.
Oh.
There's too much food around here.
Man.
And you get bored, and so you just go in there and you just kind of graze.
I asked Craig that the first day. If you have more snacks in your house, like if you go shopping just in your own home and you have tons of snacks, are you more inclined to eat than if you don't? Like when you're not hungry, you just go in there, like you said, and just pick and choose nuts and crackers and just junk.
Ribs.
Ribs?
We've got about 100 ribs in there.
Yeah.
Left over from last night. Man, they were good,
from Duke's, yeah.
Those were really good.
Yeah.
And again,
So, but you eat not only out of, you know, boredom, just because there's not a lot of options around here, but I find myself kind of like, well, geez, they bought this 55-gallon drum of mixed nuts. I mean, I don't want it just to go to waste. And so you feel, like, compelled because we're at the end of the week and there's all this food around. And it's like you feel bad about wasting all this stuff.
Are we going to take any of it home? Are you guys going to raid the fridge?
Sure.
I am, sure.
I'm taking my ramen home.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, okay, the grocery
after
list.
After Gribs and Groobs get theirs, I'll wait and see what they take home, and then I'll take whatever's left.
Maybe we should
stop. All right? It was a miscalculation on their part to show up.
Did they spend the night?
No.
Practically.
You know what?
Yeah, Norm had to sleep on the floor.
First thing I did this morning is go to the media room to see if
we did too. That's what we did this morning at 5:30, and we bet that there would be about four people in there.
Where was Killer in there?
No, just Kern. Kern.
Where was Killer?
He was here working.
He passed out on the front lawn. Okay, did you guys hear the controversy about the interlopers? Mm-hmm. Anybody listening to the show at that point?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys have a big problem with that when you walk in the media room and see that we've got, you know, a couple people taking up the big cushy media chairs while George and Norm are having to sit on the floor?
I was a little bothered by, yes, Norm pulling in a kitchen chair and then George just giving up and sitting on the floor. That, you know, they're good, strong people, but especially Norm, who barely can get into the media room sometimes, I'd like to see him in comfort. Now, not enough to get out of my chair.
You didn't give up your chair for
but
it.
But that's okay. You were doing the post-game show.
I felt, as a post-game show host,
you know,
I had
what?
To have squatting rights on one of the chairs.
So was Jamie Ells correspondent on the post-game show or what?
No.
No, was just here throwing up.
She threw up last night?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
She brought hockey talk to the compound.
Who witnessed that?
In terms of?
Some people who were up late.
Groobs.
Yeah, some of the other interlopers. By the way, we're getting overwhelming support from the P1s on our take on the interlopers. It's been almost unanimous that they were tired of going to the webcam last night and seeing Groobs playing guitar. And they want to tune in and see Rhines in his underwear or Norm beating down Bob.
I've seen it. It's not that great. There was still such a disturbing sight the other night.
I lived it, man.
Do you want some of this? Wasn't that what he asked you?
Is this a problem?
Did you hear about that, Corby?
No.
Was he belching?
This was happened at 3 in the morning. Giorgio wakes up because someone has turned on the light.
Right above my head.
Above his head. And so George turns over and looks at Rhines, who is reclined like that famous Olympia painting.
Right.
Reclined on his bed in just his bikini briefs, staring at George in the eyes and says, "Is this a problem?"
So disturbing.
How made up is that?
It's not.
It is not. I swear to you, it is not. Is
George says he was kind of thrusting out the crotch area.
And then was he talking about the light?
Yes. He was talking about the light, but then said?
No, he wasn't. I thought you said that he was engorged.
Well, I don't know
and he was
kind
of he was nodding towards that when he said, "Is this a problem?"
But then I said,
"How can we make this little problem go away?"
But then I said,
"It's getting to be a bigger problem."
I said, "No,
has it been this big a problem in years?"
I said, "No, let me roll over." And then I
went,
"Wait,
was your
what
response?
Did I just say?" Well, I was thinking,
tell me, no, that
was
an invitation to the dance there.
My thought was I'm just going to turn away from the light so the lamp won't bother me.
What if he would have misinterpreted you?
George daintily throws a condom on the floor behind him as he rolls over, you know?
Oh, no. That's too much.
Yeah, now, what are you
so much for?
So you rolled over and pulled down your BVDs and said, "What?"
I'm sorry,
that's,
George.
That's all I said.
By the way, last night, so we're watching the Maverick game before the Stars game comes on, and Josh Howard bruised his knee, but we didn't know it, and the announcers didn't know it. And he walks off the court. He looks fine. Mm-hmm. And we're like, God, what's wrong with him? And Craig goes, you think he's got a boner?
Do you know how much I've heard that high-pitched laugh this week?
Like he had to run to the locker room in embarrassment.
He had to just go to the locker room. And so they rewound the tape back, and they showed the trainer over there while Josh is sitting down on the bench, and Craig's acting like the trainer. So, are you okay? You have a boner? Oh, okay. Well, you need to go to the locker room.
This is the dumbest thing.
He had to leave the court because he had a boner.
You ever had that happen to you, Bob, in Lynchburg?
Wow.
When he was playing basketball.
What a redirect. Yeah. No, I've been generally fine in that department, but it was interesting to see the courtside reporter try to find out what was wrong with Josh. And
I remember one time in eighth grade.
Assistant coach Joe Prunty.
That's right. Then we got Laura Green involved.
It says that he has a boner. Back to you, Mark.
I spoke with assistant coach Joe Prunty, who confirms that Josh Howard does have a boner.
All right, Laura, we'll keep our eye on his boner. Gosh.
We got giggles out of that.
Yeah.
Was Jamie and Groobs and Gribbs laughing at that?
No, they weren't in there at the time.
Oh.
When they came in, that's when the buzzkill happened.
Did you stop? I'm sure they came out here to do some work.
I'm
to
sure.
Kind of help out.
Yeah.
Around the compound.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, this is your crew we're talking about here. Why don't you and Dan have any scene control?
If I start saying that, then it's going to be, oh, here's Bob, who's not...
Oh, boy, aren't you persecuted? Oh, sorry.
No, it's just going to be, I don't partake of the strong drink very often, so then it's going to be, oh, Bob, you were coming over here. And I don't know, I like to stay out of it. Hey, have a couple beers, have a good time. Sit on the chairs as long as you want.
Take up as much seating as possible.
Play the guitar.
Have some ribs.
Yeah. I should have known you wouldn't say anything because you're the guy who's victimized by his own in-laws so much that...
I am accommodating.
That you run a hotel.
Is your mother-in-law still there?
No, she left at about the five-week mark.
5 weeks.
So your mother-in-law comes and stays with you for 5 weeks at a time?
Usually about 6 or 7, actually, and it's about 3 times a year.
Wow. But she's a widow, though. So yeah. I think that's very nice.
So before she was a widow, she wouldn't do such a thing.
No, actually, they would both
come.
Yeah, and sometimes the grandmother.
Who was passed, right?
Yes.
Boy, you were doing cartwheels when that happened.
Your only way out is death.
One less bed,
please. Please stop. What?
And again, we freed up another bed.
As soon as you hear that they're arriving at the house for their 7 week stay, you just start going in the garage, mixing up antifreeze solutions and that sort of thing, trying to thin the herd.
No, that's not true at all. Could we go back to fun comedy as opposed to real tense?
Granny, would you like some porridge?
Trying to kill off my
is it
relatives.
Tense for you?
Well, yeah, trying to kill off my relatives is not a line of comedy I'm into. But you know what the big battle?
Corby likes it.
You know what the big battle of the Midway was in my life? The turning point of the war was when you
took her out in front of the house and told her to turn around and look what sports has done for her.
Right.
No, but it was when I was able to keep my bed when we had family visitors because I think
used to give it up.
I think until about my 30th birthday, it would be, hey, my parents are coming to town, Bob. If you don't mind, we're going to be in the pull-out bed. Hmm. Well, yeah, I do mind. Well, that's too bad. We're going to be in the pull-out bed because they already put their stuff
that's
in
fine,
there.
As long as I get to pull it out.
So,
the bed.
Now, who's that?
Ow. You.
That,
wow.
That's your
got
Bob?
Oh, wait.
My goodness.
Jeez Louise,
what are y'all,
George.
What's so shocking about that?
You've turned into a shock jock.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm talking about Bob pulling out the hideaway bed. What are y'all talking about?
Mm. Anyway, sorry about that, Bob. Sorry you had to hear that just then.
Very true.
Sure. So how long was it between when you first raised the objection of giving up your bed till you actually were able to win that battle?
Many years.
It was years?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Sure. We got married like in 95. I didn't win that battle till 02, 03 maybe.
Wow. You know, my great aunt and uncle used to do that for my parents. When we would show up at their house in New Braunfels, they would give the bed, their bed, to my folks. And I was always like, why would they do that? Then when they would come visit us, my parents wouldn't give up their bed. And I always felt really awkward. Like, so tense, because they were nice enough to give up their bed.
I'll tell you what, if everybody operated like my family, there would be no hotels in this world.
Well, that's a good question, though. If you're going to go stay with family, should you have to stay in a hotel?
Not have to.
But you should.
But
you,
at least raise the offer once in a while.
Unless they got like some huge house or something to where there's just multiple wings and stay out of each other's way.
Even if your sisters who come visit from 1,000 miles away?
Yes, if you're putting them out, then yes, you should stay at a hotel. If they have 5 extra bedrooms, then you should stay with them. But if you have to move the hosts out of their room, hotel.
Yeah, that's wrong.
No, I disagree. That's... You're bringing back the old days of, you know, but having a compound.
Not everything. Just because things are old days doesn't mean that it's necessarily better.
But it was such a historic
win.
Well,
back then, people didn't have money.
We need to pump up the economy. They need to go to a hotel.
President Bush wants us to spend.
It was such a big win, like the Cowboys going into Candlestick maybe in 92. It was such a big win to keep my bedroom. That they could stay, at the house for months and I won't even care. Because at least I can close the door on my bedroom. And that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice. I really appreciate it.
What do you call your mother-in-law?
Suegra.
Josh, do you know what that's slang for?
Schmegma?
Mother-in-law.
Nuh-uh.
What?
Boy, I hope that was captured.
I do too.
God.
That's what I heard it was slang for.
Well, trust me.
So, does your mother-in-law at least say, hey, look, I'm coming in for 7 weeks, but if you want me to rent a hotel room, she offers at least to get the hotel room.
No, and she's fine. It's no big deal.
How old is she?
She's fine.
What does that matter how old she is?
Well, I'm going to try.
She's been doing it since she was 50.
Early 60s, maybe, or something like that. But,
is she dating?
She occupies my wife, and that means Sports Bob can watch sports and play his guitar. And
is she dating?
No, my mother-in-law is not dating.
How long has she been widowed now?
3 or 4 years.
Well, that's long enough. Yeah. I mean, if she did start dating, it wouldn't be a bad deal.
She's out of the haunting clause. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Does she ever, when she comes into town, like go down to Deep Ellum or anything?
Can you take me to some bars, Bob?
Is there anything else we can talk about?
Come on. Leave Bob alone about his mother-in-law.
Where
she should be off.
The hot scene?
This is a rare trip into Gordo's Corner, and I'm not necessarily.
Stay away from Bob's mother-in-law, for God's sake.
I have heard the ghost bar is happening.
So she's...
Do you have whiskey?
Who's Michelle? How'd Michelle Weegan into this?
Tequila shooters with me.
Oh, it's the Wee sisters, like nails on a chalkboard. That voice.
Why do you hate Bob's mother-in-law?
I love that Bob's mother-in-law because she's Bob's mother-in-law. I hate that voice.
She's a lovely lady.
Trying to defend her honor right now.
I will mix margaritas. Prior to our engagement at the ghost bar. Now that you no longer let me stay in your bedroom, I will sleep in the woodshed. Out there every dawn and leave some corn tortillas.
Jeez. All right, deathbed Michelle Wee.
That's enough. Leave Bob's mother-in-law alone.
You know how that...
Just leave a bowl of water for me, please.
You know how that voice started? Do you guys remember our old...
I don't think you should go there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we just had a receptionist. Don't name her.
Okay, we had an old receptionist, and she wasn't old, but she was there about 10 years ago, probably.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all
remember
about her.
Remember her?
Yeah.
And her voice, she was like 30 at the time, but her voice, you'd walk in, and she would look up from her little perch. She was a tiny little woman, too, and she'd go, "Hello, Carpet."
She would not talk that way.
She did, too. So you and I started doing that. Like, every time you walk in,
we'd make her so meek and sickly.
And she always needed sugar.
I need sweet sucra.
Yes.
Sucra.
I will take sweet and low. If you have it, please. My blood sugar is so low. Do you understand? Insulin, give it to me.
So, does your mother-in-law really talk that way?
That's the receptionist from 10 years ago.
Did she have a male name?
Yes.
Okay. All right, do you let your mother-in-law swim in your pool?
Sure.
Gross. So she's out there in a bikini?
No, she doesn't utilize the bikini.
Oh, okay.
You're upstairs with your binoculars looking out the master bedroom.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh,
work it.
Lots of breaststroke.
All right. All right.
Stop it.
Swim faster, Schmegma. Come on.
Suegra.
Suegra.
Oh. Schmegma.
Bunch of elf.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. Yeah, adjust that bikini before you go back in the woodshed. I cut a hole in one of them corn tortillas.
Bob's painting up the corn tortilla to look like Schmegma.
So Carl from Sling Blade and Deathbed Michelle Wee are at my house.
Sorry, Bob.
So how do you latch her into the shed at night? You just like tie a garden hose around the shed or something?
I can't get out.
How did you go from having...
It is a fire hazard. I am in here preparing my maze.
How did you go from having to give up your master bedroom for 7 years to putting her in a shed and only feeding her a bowl of water and a corn tortilla?
Man, you won!
That's a real swing in momentum.
That's a success story.
I've got her on the run now.
Advantage Bob.
Yeah, it's a real testament to my dominance at my house.
So wrong.
All that is wrong.
Please, you have not brought the tortilla for 2 days now. I have been eating Ortho Ant Killer. <It's so hungry.
laughs> Wow. Gonna miss all you guys, man.
Well, how did we get to talking about that? I thought we were gonna talk about something else.
I don't know, but we gotta wrap it up.
Oh, no. Birthdays.
Birthdays?
Mickey.
What?
Yeah, we got Mickey next.
What's happening?
Okay, thank you, Gordo. That's the corner. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Corby.
Good job, Bob.
You're welcome.
Bye, Corby. Guys.
Thank you, Westdale. It's 9:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mickey next.